I would like to just give you a little heads up. You'll see that the very next thing in the order of service is Thoughts for Children of All Ages. And what Judy and I are going to be doing for Thoughts for Children of All Ages this morning is sharing a word, about our hopes for this summer. And then we're going to walk amongst you, and if you have a word of something that you might hope for in spirit or in any other way for the summer, we'll share those with one another. So, Judy, what is your word of hope for this summer?
One word is so hard, Charlie.
It is.
Family.
And mine is health. Who would like to share? Health, H-E-A-L-T-H, David.
Companionship.
Tranquility.
Relaxation.
Fun.
Abundance.
Patience.
Harmony.
Dancing.
Harmony.
Luck.
Fellowship.
Love.
Tennis.
Gratitude.
Change.
Discoveries.
Inspiration.
Relationships.
Camp.
Bounty.
Accomplishment.
Ocean.
Teeth.
That was teeth.
Serenity.
Optimism.
Sailing.
Mindfulness.
Transition.
Productiveness.
Vitality.
Faith.
Bipartisanship.
That's a good ship to be on.
Sports.
So,
beginning. Sharing.
So what we would wish for you then is a summer full of hope. May your roots grow deep, your branches spread far, may you find the world to be a wonderful place and leave it even better for those who follow.
Now let us join in a spirit of prayer. Spirit of life and of love, God of many names, we are grateful that the arc of justice, the arc of the universe, bends toward justice. We pray for healing. Our hearts go out to those who are suffering. And we are grateful for those who have begun to heal. We are blessed here with fellowship and love. May we celebrate and share our diverse gifts and put them to use in the service of life and of love, that our community may be strengthened and our friendship grow. The efforts of all of us are needed to bless and to heal the world. So may it be, and amen.
So just a word about the history of Flower Communion. It was begun by Norbert Chapek on June 4th, 1923, 79 years ago in Cambridge, Massachusetts, as Judy said earlier, so that we might have our own sacrament as Unitarians, now Unitarian Universalists. And let me first read the dedication that Dr. Chapek wrote for that event that is shared in congregations still throughout the country and around the world. Infinite Spirit of Life, we ask thy blessing on these thy messengers of infinite fellowship and love. May they remind us amid diversities of knowledge and of gifts to be one in desire and affection and devotion to thy holy will. May they also remind us of the value of comradeship, of doing and sharing alike. May we cherish friendship as one of thy most precious gifts. May we not let awareness of another's talents discourage us or sully our relationship, but may we realize that whatever we can do, great or small, the efforts of all of us are needed to do thy work in this world. I'd like to share a little context with you. Some of you have heard parts of this context over the years, and some of you will be hearing it for the first time this morning. But I always feel compelled to say that, you know, the sacrament of communion is something that comes out of the Christian tradition. And it began with Jesus at the last Seder, when they were gathered in the upper room, and Jesus picked up the bread and said, "This is my body." And when that occurred, that's what occurred. Jesus said, "This is my body." Nothing changed, really. The bread did not become something that it was not. The bread did not become something that it had not been before. Jesus looked at the bread. Jesus, one of my great heroes, humanist, I think, way up here. Jesus looked at the bread and said, "This is a product. This is a product of a process that is so human and so divine. Product of a process that begins with the sowing of seeds." Well, begins before the sowing of seeds, with the tilling of soil, with the sowing of the seeds, the sprouting, the germination of those seeds, the growing of the wheat, and then the harvesting of the wheat, the milling of that wheat, and the creation of the flour that then is molded by hands into the bread that he held in his hand and said, "This is what I am. I am this bread." And more than that, what he was saying is, "So are you." And then he held up the glass of wine, the bread being the symbol of the very physical aspects of who we are. And he held up the glass of wine, the symbol of the very spiritual aspects of what and who we are, and said the same thing. "This is my blood." Not, "This is no longer wine," but "I am this. I am from this same divine and human process, and so are you." And I contend year after year that if Jesus had it to do all over again, he'd have then picked up a flower and said, "This is my beauty." And what he would have meant by that is that I am a part of the same beauty that this flower is, and so are you. I had a member of the congregation years and years ago come to me and say, "You know, when I take the flower, I don't feel any different." And maybe that will be your experience. But maybe you'll allow the invitation of this ritual to take root in you. Maybe for those of you who, on this day, there is no struggle on the horizon, maybe for you, the invitation of the flower communion is just to recognize how really beautiful things are and to celebrate that. Many of us come with incredible struggles on our hearts and in our bodies and in our lives. And you know, we are no less beautiful as a result of those struggles. And so let the invitation for you then be to accept the beauty of the flower as a reflection of the beauty that is, has been, and ever will be yours.